sincerely.
Mm-hmm. Or some other thinking, any other kinds of stuff.
Well, the pee would come in it then.
Yeah.
Well, peas and... Well, how about the pendulum beans? I guess you'd have to share them, wouldn't you? I believe you would.
What do you call the tops of turnips that you eat? What do you call them?
Well, I just call them the green. Top of the turnip, that's called the green salad. Uh-huh. Something like that.
Okay. And what do you call the corn that you shuck it and cook it and you just eat it with your hands?
On the cob? Corn on the cob, I call it.
Okay. And what do you call it? It's a little animal that looks just like a squirrel, or a lot like a squirrel, but smaller and runs along on the ground.
Ground squirrels, I believe people call them. Or woodchucks. Some people call them the ground squirrels, and some people call them woodchucks. Okay. They're on the ground.
And what do you call the animal that's got a white stripe down, it's black and has a white stripe down the back and it makes a bad smell?
Skunks.
You ever run into any skunks?
Oh, yes, sir. Sometimes we smell around here.
What did you do to get the smell out? Did you?
Well, if you have any, you know, sometimes we mostly keep some deodorized, you see, for the house. And most of the time they come around and think you really have to use that, you know, to get it out.
What about if a dog gets in one? Has that ever happened to you?
And what?
If a dog's ever gotten sprayed by a skunk, what do you do then?
Well, sometimes you just have to keep, now, we have one out here at the house. We have some lotion for him, but you can't, he's gonna let you get up close. If he see you coming with it, gonna run.
Yeah.
So most of the time you just have to let him stay out till he wear it off.
Right. Okay. What do you call it? It's a little animal that hops along on the ground. Some of them live on land, some of them live on water. They're about so big.
Oh, frog.
Uh-huh. What are the kind that live on the land? Do you have different names for ones that live on land and ones that live on the water? In the water?
Let me see that. I would be the bullfrog is lives in the water, I believe. Toad frogs.
Okay. And what do you call a smaller one like that living in the trees a lot and they make a chirping noise? Do you have a name for those?
Well, I also call them the rain frogs because you know you long in the spring of the year they're so bad. And if you just get out there and look real close, you know, you hear him hollering, you see him up in the tree. Mm-hmm. He'll be in the tree, but he's just the color of that tree, but you got to look real good to find him.
And what do you call the ordinary worms that you use for bait when you're fishing?
Eggworms. Well, see them eggworms.
Do you ever hear him call anything else? You can think of any of them?
I don't believe so. Okay. That's just a warning. And I don't know why they said they just said it is warnings, but I guess because I saw a man digging worms one day and he drove a stub down in the ground and rode across the top. Mm-hmm. And all around, they come out of the ground. It's like that.
What do you call the big worms that they use for fishing? You know those? They're a lot bigger than the regular earthworms.
I really don't know about fish.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know too much about, you know, fish